Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. In this 5-minute quick shift, I'm going to talk about why kicking the hopium habit is absolutely critical if you want to get to the next level in your career. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the People Stack, career coach for tech managers, and we are here to help tech managers like you to build your dream careers, to escape a career where you're under-recognized, overworked, and underpaid, and to build a career where you're finally earning a premium salary of at least 200K a year or more while you have zen-like work-life balance and freedom in your life. And the shift I want you all to make essentially is to kick the hopium habit. What do I mean? I hope someday I can earn a salary of 200K or more. Here's to hoping that, you know, here's to hoping I can actually have a job that I feel like I love instead of one that makes me stressed out all the time. Fingers crossed that this is the year I get that raise. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Using hope as a career growth strategy. And I want you to be 1,000% honest with yourself. How often do you do this? Is this your core career growth strategy? And if it is, this is a massive moment of opportunity for you. Even if you notice that you do it a little bit, it is a massive moment of opportunity for you. Because hopium doesn't work. And you get addicted to it. That's the thing. And the only way to kick that habit is to find something else to replace it that feels even better and that works even better. The reason you're hoping, the reason you're praying, the reason you're crossing your fingers, the reason you're sitting back and playing the wait and see game is because it's comfortable. And it feels good to be comfortable despite the lack of results. So, what's the shift I want you to make? Yes, kick the hopium career habit, kick the using of the hope as your main career strategy, or any career strategy whatsoever, and replace it with action. That's the shift. Take action. Instead of hoping, I want you to take action. It's really that simple. And, you know, we talk about the difference between simple and easy all the time, right? It's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. It may not necessarily be clear to you what action to take. But this is like a step in the direction. That's why I talk about these 5-minute quick shifts. It's a high-level shift that will guarantee get you on the right path toward up-leveling your technical career and up-leveling your life as well. Replace hope with action. Because what that does is it puts you in the driver's seat of your career. It gives you that sense of control. And while it might be temporarily uncomfortable to do that, I'm not here to make you comfortable, guys, gals, everyone else. I'm not here to make you comfortable. I'm here to help you build your dream career. And there will absolutely be a level of discomfort when you do that. And it's fun. And you can be in flow. And it can feel amazing and uncomfortable at the same time. So I want you to take action. What's the next action you can take so that you can build your dream career? What's the next action that you can take so that you can finally get that raise? What's the next action that you can take so that you can finally make the decision to go on the job market and land that hell yes job? What's the next action you can take? And what's the next action you will take? If you're stuck, I have a recommendation for you. Go to training.thepeoplestack.com. Register for a free training. It's a 30-minute training. It is our premium piece of free content. And in that training, I reveal the four key shifts, the mindset shifts, the strategic shifts that our clients made so that they can command salaries of $200K a year or more while they live lives of balance and freedom and impact. Training.thepeoplestack.com. Go there, register for it. Curl up on the couch if you want to. But make sure that you bring something to write with and something to capture, because if you let it be, it is going to be the most important video about your career that you ever have watched. So that's the action that I'm going to recommend that you take. You can figure out the other ones too, because multiple actions are definitely going to be necessary in order to get unstuck in your career. Make this be your first one. Go to training.thepeoplestack.com. Register for the training. Set aside 30 minutes to sit down and watch it. Watch it like your career depends on it, because it does. That's all for the day, folks. Keep taking action. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.